All right. It's a good afternoon. Welcome to Tech. And of course, we have to make some adjustment here, where, you know, my colleague Dwight has to come a little bit earlier, and then I come after him before On the Radar comes. And of course, we, because I've been here, you know, and I'm here again with you. So good afternoon. I'm not going to say good morning once again, but it's now an afternoon. And today we are going to look at the issue of modernization. And we are going to look at the pressure. There is a certain generation that is under a very much high pressure in trying to keep up with what is currently taking place in the world of development and the same time in the world of innovation or innovative development. So, and much of this modernization is not cheap, you know. It's not cheap at all. It has a high toll on the people. You know, it has high toll on the people, especially the young generation. Now, we look at the issue of peer pressure, first of all. And peer pressure mostly is in young people, especially the younger generation, from 18 to at least 45. From 18 to 45, when people are 50 going up to 60, they start to slow down. They start to calm down a little bit. See, certain things, you know, that used to matter start diminishing. Their enthusiasm in certain things, you know, start to depreciate. Or it starts to, you know, diminish. But as from 18 years to 45, that's a prime generation that is prone to whatever. You know, they are prone to whatever, whether good or bad. And that's why, you know, this development, this industrialization is costing certain societal orders, you know. For example, well, let's first find out where is this industrialization or modernization, where is it likely to take place? Of course, one can say in towns, you know, in urban areas. So, urbanization, do you know that urbanization is part of technology? Urbanization is driven by technology. Urbanization and technological advancement, these are intertwined. Where mostly in urban areas, to the detriment of rural areas, not really rural area, but let's say to the detriment of traditional livelihood. And to the point that certain things will become obsolete. Now, I was listening to Andrew's show, and one of the listeners that called, they were saying, why did the Oshiwambo traditional authorities not condemn whatever he was referring to, I think he was referring to the traditional marriage with the, of course, popular, you know, without necessarily going there, but he was referring to something of that line. Well, the problem is, look, the traditional authorities have principles and guidelines that are fundamental. And they are generational and genealogical. And they are biological. And they are natural. Okay? So, traditional authorities are guided by principles that are biological, generational, genealogical, and natural. I wish we were in the realm of the historic so we can now expound deeper in that. But look, when something else comes, it commands a certain presidency, and it comes with its own cost. So without going deeper, I will leave that one that way. I will leave it hanging until we find it. But there's something about urbanization. There's something about modernization. It comes with much pressure. You know, it comes with much pressure to the point that you are compelled to abandon that for this. You are compelled to abandon that for this. Now, let me give you an example, and I like to refer to this example many times. I'm going to refer to this example. You see, when people were walking, you know, on their bare feet, right? And then a sandal came, like a technology of shoe, manufacturing shoes. Somebody made a sandal. Immediately, that type of change started to compel many to wear sandals. That unless you are wearing sandals, you are not, you know, you are not modern. A certain pressure that comes at the back of one's mind. Then people invented chariots or carts, and then a car came or a bicycle came. There was pressure for people to abandon donkey carts and to acquire modern vehicles. Now, when somebody stands there with a donkey cart and somebody with a donkey baton park there, there's something that a person in a donkey baton will feel about the person that is in a donkey cart, and there's something about the person in a donkey cart will feel about the person in a donkey baton, that I'm not a human being until I get into that car. And this guy said, what type of generation is this guy with a donkey cart? That is pressure. And somebody's compelled to make that change immediately. Now, when, first of all, you know, we had a pen is a simple technology. Some people don't even know that pen is part of it. It's a technique. It's a technology. We don't know that because we think technology is only when, you know, you have a complicated interface and all that. So a typewriter showed up. When a typewriter showed up, there was, you know, there was pressure for people to change into typing. We are typing. So when it came with a word. It comes almost, everything comes with a term that will actually make you feel compelled to jump into the wagon. So this comes, the typewriter came with a term typing. So I'm typing. And somebody is compelled to change or to adapt to it. Guess what? The typewriter, the computer showed up. And the computer came with a lot of terminologies. I'm copying, I'm pasting. You know? It came with a lot of terminologies. Like, this is my PC. I have a PC. Or let me just switch on my PC. You know how it feels when somebody has something you don't know? Without knowing, they start bragging about it and they make you feel like, you know, they make you feel uncomfortable around them. So let me just switch on my PC. Or let me charge my PC, something. So there's pressure at the back of your mind that I am not where other people are until I get the PC. Sometimes just to realize that this person just have a PC, but they don't even know how to use it. They are not even using it. You know, it's just something for watching movie. But that does not matter as long as they have it and you don't have it. So came data, came internet, came Wi-Fi, then came smartphones. People that had the katoshe, they were forced to switch to phones with WhatsApp. Even old people now are on WhatsApp because there is a certain pressure that they went through. To say even Mkwana Ngobe is there.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Yep.
Dit was baie dapper.
Was dit nie vrek seer nie? Dit was net so effen seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry 'n besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
So somebody will say, even if Mkwana Ngobe is on WhatsApp, so you will see they will find a way to get that phone with the WhatsApp. And in most cases, they will even say, oh, we have now joined you. You know, I'm also part of you now. Because something was telling them that you are not in the world where other people are. You know, something is telling them that you are not in the world where, you are not in the world in which other people are. You are in your own world. So, you are forced to acquire that type of technology. And you know, the issue is the pressure that comes with this type of changes is too much, especially in the ages between 18 and at least 50 years. they go through a lot of, you know, pressure to adapt. Do you remember when Bluetooth first came? When the phone with Bluetooth first came? People go and, you know, people go and buy phones looking for the phones that have Bluetooth because they want to send files. Or then came memory card. You know, when your phone has no memory card, you feel like you are left out. I think it was Nokia, I have to be corrected, whether it is 6120. The first Nokias with infra kind of red when you can send short pictures or MMS. You know, and then came the Motorola L7 and the Samsung E250i. In those days, when you are stuck with a Nokia 3310, something is telling you that you are not in the world. You know, something is telling you that you are not in the world. You can only be counted among the living when you have a Samsung E250i or an LG cookie. Most of us don't think that these exciting fantasies of technology and modernization, they come at a very high cost. One of the costs that it has is, you know, the pressure of trying to find the money to get where others are. That's challenge number one. And most young people, especially boys, they would be forced to go and commit crimes to get the phones or they'd be forced to go and grab one. And of course, you know the consequences of that. For girls, it is even worse. So urbanization, modernization, the most generation that is instigating it, or the generation that is driving it, is a young generation. Especially now, the AMA 2000. So the AMA 2000 are the ones that are driving this type of change. Because it is in their time anyway. The AMA 1960s, the AMA 1950s, the AMA 1940s, they are diminishing. At least we have the generation of the 60s. At least we still have the generation of the 50s. But they are not part of what is going on. You know, because they are, some of them have told themselves that now because I've retired, I'm just waiting to die. I don't know who said that. But most people at the back of their mind, once they reach 60, they think that just because the other person died at 61, they are also going to die immediately. And that is something that needs to be corrected. Because at 60, your mind is still fresh. You can actually be, and you actually still have enough time once you have retired. You have much time to actually come up with a business and do what you like doing. But you have told yourself that you are old now and you are waiting to die. And do you know what they do? They sit on the radio listening to announcements. You know, those death notices. That's what most of them, when they retire, they resort to do that. So But that time that you are using to listen to death notices, you can actually use that time for to get one more skill. And once you get more that one more skill, you can even go at 80, 90, still working and still getting money. So still getting money, because that's why, you know, politicians cling to power. Because they think that once they are out of power, there will be nothing to do for them anymore. But that's not true. There is actually more to do once you're out of there. And you know, the world that has become global, at 64 you have a phone, you still have Wi-Fi in your you can actually learn new techniques of farming. New farming techniques. New techniques that don't require too much land, that don't require too much water, that don't require too much energy. You immediately start to supply whatever, whether it's vegetable or you actually start to be self-sufficient. So the generation of the 60, 50, 40, that generation is diminishing. The generation of the 70s and the 80s, well, they are active. But nobody really know what they stand for. You know, nobody really know what they stand for. Are they politicians? Are they... Well, most of them are maybe politicians, but the AMA 2000, it is easy to tell that they are after whatever is, you know, coming up in terms of, you know, especially the technology. They are after it. They want to master it, and it's actually theirs. They are busy instigating certain change, certain dimensions in how to, you know, use it. You know, they are busy making it very hard for society to live without technology. And the AMA 2000 cannot survive. Now, here's the problem. This type of modernization and technology, or technological advancement, or technological modernization, technological, you know, technology-driven urbanization, is actually bringing a conflict between generations. The generation of the 60s, generation of the 60s, you know, the older generation, because they are not really much excited about what is really going on. They don't expect to change anytime soon. So it's not something that is really that they can really be optimistic about. So they can do without it. Literally. They can go to the villages there and be in the village and do without whatever. And they become lonely because the younger generation cannot survive them. The younger generation is on the move. And the older generation wants to pull them. That why did we build a village house then? If you guys are in town, well, the village house is not compatible to the AMA 2000's lifestyle. That's what you need. That's one thing we need to know. There is no Wi-Fi there. So there is no network there. So what does somebody who is 19 years going to do? What is a person who is 19 years going to do in Lusese where there is no internet or network? They will literally sneak out and come back. You find them in Katima there, or you find them in Okongo or in Enana. They want to be where there is life. So they will tell you there is no life there. Village. Oh yeah. It's no life. All you can watch is insect. So, but for me who grew up, in the village, I have that nostalgic, you know, feel of the village. So I am, I'll be tempted to say, no, I just want to be in the village. But for some people, just 2 days, they want to go back because there is no internet, there is no network. And where there is no internet and there is no network, to an AMA 2000, that is death. So if you have heard about hell, that is hell. Because what can he do? Literally nothing. He can actually do nothing. There is no internet, there is no network. Which means no TikTok, no WhatsApp, no Instagram, no, I mean, what's the essence of being in that place? Nothing. You are just listening to old people talking about the 1954 events. So that becomes boring. So a young person will not survive that. So they will be tempted to go away. And that must not even cross them anymore to say, we are going to the village. Unless there's a peculiar reason for that. You know, there's a peculiar reason. Number one, they are going to eat food that is just cooked in salt and water. And, you know, somebody has tested pitcher, or, we say pitcher in Oshkwanyama. We don't have a tsa sound. So, but this person will not really survive that generation. So that is the generation that is at much pressure. So this generation is at pressure, is under pressure, you know, to keep chasing technology. And it seems that technology is faster than they could run. And how does the older generation come in to advise them?
Drakuru ke gesika. Nak twa tum amtisa wa ko e. Twa twa twa. Ka khun dra twa. Du gisu twara wa ko te ke du khasi. Kam twa khwang uk atin ga sin ke gesik ak ausin. Ekam ka gaba au ka wa a ogo khaba ke mun khawin ausin. Ka wa gesik a ka wa community ga ke mwese. Mutwa boma am judore ke community ke idu guwa mke kainka wa mga. Gesi kaa wa kaa ka wa state ga ta wa mwese ke mga. Kwara jama amti ke okra ta ukrewa. Ake kwara ke traditional authority oko gesi kaa bod. Angwa bo akanku oko gesi kwa adra. Ta kwa msi kaa. Kai wa kai hito ma amti ke gesi kaa kuru ek kai wa no 5 ka wa 2022 ga. Ministra wa khankum tari du oko kakuruwa kwa tamoku usinka wa ju gisi ni kha ndra ke gisi kha anke tanka kwara. Ministri ka tamakal pirit ka kwa mamti ke drakuru kama gechi sinka e. Ke kakwisi ka wa gisi kha ek no faith ka wa 2022 ga. Kwara jua ehe akuru dra kwara anke tanka wa gisi kha ga. Juwa hoti ke kakau ka chika kwa mamti ya cha ake marinu ka wa 4,000 ofa wa dorongo ke kuring e ke chisnga e khama ke ka yi twa ha kharedra khama ke konti ke authority khaba ya taati ke mari kon wa fifta ke ta mose ka drani khangu state te ngri ka wa khwa u ge se kha ke traditional kausu yi ga ke kha ka ko ke ngi kharu o ko ngu dora ta swe dra ke ge se kha wa ka e ha ku ju kha o ko gumi harasu Drai twa mamti wa yi wei community a kaus nga gaba gesi ke kati ngana ke gu gungu ogo ka mtiasu. Ministri agre juwe so o kanga ati ngasin oko gabasika wa kaga kama kete kaisi system ka uang unloga. Community kausa tike klati weka gyake drakuruga kato ama mtike traditional authority. Gesika of ministry kantor tumsike kwe agea. Loka wa kaga gyati weka to ama mtike dra huang tuang e ngasi kama ke gesika board. Kuru dra ge gesika kwara keta to ama mti. Ke kakuru oko huang uke program ka e gesika anu direk dausi tkauti ke. Hana wa Republika wa Namibia, European Union, oko German Cooperation ke German Development Bank. Ke tiktu samsi, ngam kui ke Ministry's Public Relations Office ke nomor kaya kama 06-208-7-2-2.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odho nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no topra. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
So now, how does the older generation come in to help the new generation? Now, there's a story that I have to tell you. In a certain park, there were, younger elephants. So they were killing other animals. They could not live harmoniously with other species, with other animals. So to stop that, the park decided to get in new, bigger bulls, like the big elephant bulls. So when they came in, there was order. So there was no more war between, elephants and maybe buffaloes and of course, because this older generation have some order. So it seems that they came and set some limits to say, you can only fight when this is done. So, but in older generation, at least, we may not come in to control the young people. Because when we come in, we become a problem. Because number one, we don't understand the generation. Number two, we don't understand the change of time. We don't understand that time has changed. We don't understand that time has changed. Therefore, when young people, the way they, even the language, their language has changed. Because the world has become a global village. When they are speaking, the way they are speaking is, it's because of the time, the generation has changed. Now, we start to call them arrogant. We start to call them arrogant because we don't understand, that's number one. We don't understand the generation itself. And we also don't understand the time. And we don't understand the process. That the process of change, we don't understand this modernization. We don't understand the urbanization. We don't understand this technology. So the way we are coming in to nag at them and not necessarily to help them. And therefore, there is a backlash because their response is also repressive. Their response is also repressive. So, for example, this young person knows that you can afford at least to bring in a Wi-Fi in the house. But you don't, because you don't consider that it's very important. So the next morning he want to say, let's go to the village in Hakafia where there is no Wi-Fi. They will not follow you there. You will go there alone. Because you don't understand their interest. You just want them to serve your interest. So you don't understand their interest. You do not expect them to serve your interest. Because, you know, the AMA 2000 cannot be in a village where they cannot charge their phone. That's number one. Where there is no network, number two. And where there is no Wi-Fi, number three. Those are three major things. So that's why you see the antagonism between parents and, you know, and children. It is not that the generation is arrogant. We don't just understand the generation. And this goes with politicians. You know, with leaders. We are not in 1991. We are in 2022. And this generation, the policies that you have ratified have led us where we are now. You know, where people are able to express themselves as freely as it could be, whether they are wrong or right now. It's the consequences of the policies we have ratified. All international law and protocols, we have ratified them. So, and the world now becomes intertwined to the point that they know what is going on in Iran now. They know what is going on in China. They know what is going on in America. That they understand that politicians only understand this language. In 1991, people depended on a newspaper, which could be edited before it is printed, so certain things can be filtered out. Not in 2022. You can edit your paper fine, but I'm on Google. So edit your paper, Mr. Editor, cut out whatever you want to cut out to protect whoever, but I can find it on Google as original as it is. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. So the only thing, I think this time is actually exposing that fact that we did not do our homework very well. You know, we did not do our homework. And now because we did not do our homework, we are in a problem. And young people are the most frustrated now. Because number one, they can't get what they want. You see, they can't get that they want. The speed is too high. They cannot run beside this technology. Right, my lines are open. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can come through. But I feel like, look, we did not do our homework to really, and because we did not do our homework, we can't help the young people because we don't understand them. We can't help them because we don't understand them. So, and we need to understand this time. We need to understand the pros and the cons. so that when we advise them, we advise them from a point of wisdom, not from a defensive point. Well, if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. The older generation is fine. They can do without it. They will actually not be bothered if even if they don't have. But the young people are at this prime time. And they are mostly the ones that are suffering from this pressure. And at the same time, this type of change is mostly targeting them. You know, it's technology, gadgets, modernization, urbanization is targeting them. The most people that are in shacks, in shanty towns, they are people between 18 and 50 years. Yes.
Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
The afternoon is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
My first point is that I think you must change to Oswamba man. You are more entertaining than you are in Oswamba program.
Huh?
I think you must change to Oswamba program. Ne?
Yeah.
You must be a presenter that you are more entertaining. Yes, you are learning us a lot because you are speaking the language in terms of proverb and a lot of things.
I will pass it through the highest table.
Yes, please, man, please.
Yeah, I'm sure they are listening.
Yeah. My first point, you see, Franz, it's not, as young people, it's not that, our speed to be on the toast of the old people is so much high. No, our speed is not high, but the demand and the injustice and the society is making us.
No, it's a pressure. The speed of change is high. You know, the young people cannot catch up with it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing, France, we have all the people at
okay,
at
just hold on.
Listen to your heart just when you're in love. But why not listen to it when it warns you? Come on, deep in your heart, you know your risk of a heart attack increases with high blood pressure and cholesterol, smoking, obesity, diabetes, depression and stress. So listen to your heart, exercise, watch your weight and avoid tobacco. Call NHB on 061-285-5400 or visit www.nhb.com.na. NHB, we're about you.
Yes.
Yes. You see, the other thing, Franz, is that, look, as young people, we who raised us? We have our grandparent and our parent at our house. Let me say our grandparent. But our grandparents are not stealing. So we have grandparents in this country that are stealing. So, and we can't be in silos while we watch on grandparents that are stealing our future.
What about your own future that you have stolen yourself?
No, I haven't stolen my future.
No, because it is 50-50. They can't steal entirely your future. You contribute to it.
No, it's not 50-50. Because remember, France, my age, I'm equal to, look, I want to give a case study. Now, France football team of the World Cup, everyone is commending his African team, the Africa won World Cup through France. You understand? Mm. Not that one of your name, but France for the country.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. You see? Africa won the World Cup through France. But now, if those guys could be in Africa, they could be pulling wheelbarrow somewhere. You understand? If they could be in Africa, they could not be football star today. That's why me, I'm equal to Lionel Messi. But instead of me focusing to my future and do what is level so that I can be able to breed up myself and bring up another young people, I'm fighting corruption. Because we have the old people that are stealing our future.
All right, Mlemba.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I don't have much time.
Yeah, please, you must get one chance. Present in English in the morning and in the afternoon, Oswambo. Oh, aye, that program is very nice.
You want to kill me?
No. No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, friend. Yeah, do what you do best.
All right, now. So how do we come in to help young people, because these young people need our help. We can only help them if we understand them. We can only help them if we understand the pressure that they are going through. And if we give them an impression that we are there to fight them, then we are not going to win the war. Because they have so much at their disposal this time. You know, than a young person had in 1991. So if we come in there thinking that we are going to silence them, we will not win. Because they have so much at their disposal. They are also not intentional. Intentionally, they don't mean to be mean. But look, it's a pressure. Somebody's moody now because they cannot get the type of phone that they want. And here you come with a want or not instruction that tomorrow is Hakafia, want or not. So you're adding to fire, to match fire. You're adding to the fire. You know, you're adding to the fire. But if you come in and tell the young person, look, this technology is not, this technology is not running away. It is here to stay. The type of thing that you want now may not be the ideal thing tomorrow. So why don't you focus on, you know, at least young people must have that entrepreneurship mind. But even if young people have entrepreneurship mind, there is no funding. So there is no support. So the issue of urbanization is problematic. It's good, but it's problematic because, especially in Africa, it has rendered a lot of people poor. Because we started to redefine what poverty is. And we start to think that people in rural areas are living in poverty. And people in urban areas are rich. And it's not true. Actually, people in a rural, urban area, people in rural areas are actually better. Because, like in my village, there was a point when we didn't know whether this thing, tomatoes, onion, potatoes, you know, sweet potatoes, you can name. We didn't know that they could be sold. Because when somebody came into our house, I remember I was young, but I can remember when somebody came there selling tomatoes, my grandmother was surprised. And she has actually said, has it come to this? Where people have to sell tomatoes. Because in the rural areas, you just go behind their back and then they plug and then, you know, put in the pot. It doesn't happen in the urban areas. So people think that when you have a katoshe, you are poor. And then the one that has a smartphone, but the person can have smartphone without airtime, without data. But somebody can have a loaded katoshe. So if we understand life that way, technology will not rule over us. We will rule over it. We will actually run it. But it seems that now is actually vice versa. We are run by it. And whenever something comes, we have to run. It's still 8 minutes. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. So as a parliamentarian, when you are ratifying those laws, do you understand the futuristic consequences? Or are you not the one that is coming back tomorrow and say you are going to send the police to silence, you know, to silence the people who are doing as a result of your ratification certain policies in parliament? Now, freedom of speech and expression. What did technology come and do? Amplify it. And now we are complaining that the leaders are under fire on Facebook. No, they are not under fire. They are under fire of their own ratification. They ratified policies. They didn't know what they were ratifying. Of course, they didn't know. In 1991, 1992, 1993, from 1990 up to, you know, whenever, many policies as far as human rights were ratified. And the rule of freedom of expression. We didn't know what it means. We thought we could come up with a wall. We could put a wall fence. Technology came and bulldozed that wall. And now we are complaining on Facebook that the leaders are being attacked. No, they are not. Let's go back to the ratified laws. These are the consequences. So we did not understand. And for us to bring this fire down does not come from threats. And one thing that we actually have to know is that this generation does not dance to threats. So for this fire to come down, let's understand the generation. Let's understand the technology. And let us understand the terminologies. And let us also be aware that the world is no longer isolated. It's no longer Namibia for Namibia. It's Namibia for America. It's America for China. It's China for Japan. India for Pakistan. So the world has become intertwined, entangled. It has actually become one. So what works in China, if it works, they will try it here. They will try it here. So we need to understand this generation. We need to understand the technology, and we also need to understand the pressure the generation is going through. That's when we can come in and help. If we really want to help. So this modernization, urbanization, we only look at it from a fantasies that it brings. Of course, cinemas, you know, malls, roads, network towers, and all that, and cars. And you see, now we are talking about fourth industrial revolution of 5G, when there will be no latency. You know, you send something, we will not be in a situation where you send a WhatsApp voice note and you'll take a minute to upload immediately. In a twinkle of an eye. That is only one side of the coin. And it seems that we are lenient on this, only on this one side of the coin and not on the other. So this is only one side of the coin, and we need to understand the other side of the coin. You need to understand the other side of the coin. For you to be able to help, you need to understand that this world is intertwined. A technology designed in China now, immediately if it reaches the UK, it comes in South Africa, it is in Windhoek the next morning, in Hakafia the other morning. Immediately. You see, if there is a new car today, once it is released out and it comes into South Africa, it will make its way in Windhoek. And once it makes its way into Windhoek, it is already in Lusaka, in Harare, and everywhere. Right, we are going for a short break. And I'll come and say my goodbyes. Or let me rather just say my goodbye right now, because it's just a minute and a half before my colleagues step in for on the radar. So all in all, we are saying this technology is good. Modernization is good. Urbanization is good. But the best thing to do is to understand the pros and the cons of this rapidly changing world. And we also need to understand that the people at the core of this changing world are the young people between 18 and 50 years. And they are the ones that are going through the most pressure of life ever.
Do you urgently need cash and happen to own a car? Creditors delaying and contractors need to be paid? When life throws you a rainy day, AutoCash got your back. Park your car and get up to 45% of its value within 45 minutes. No payslip, no bank statement, just the car. Moolah when you need it.
Easy money.
Call us today on 061-400-676. That is 061-400-676. Auto Cash, it's that simple.
All right, so the people at the core are the young people, and we need to do something to balance the situation. But of course, this has brought us to the end of this discussion. Of course, we are going to meet again tomorrow, this time when we are going to be dealing with the corruption. Tomorrow we are having a corruption convict awareness, a show. So till then, have a good afternoon and stay tuned for the On the Radar show.